A Cold Legacy by Megan Shepherd.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The last travellers inn on the road from Inverness was no place to die. Freezing rain lashed the window panes as I huddled over a warm bowl of soup in a corner of the inn's ground floor tavern. Across the table, Montgomery rubbed a scar on his arm and stared out the window, scanning the muddy road for signs that we were being pursued. In the upstairs room just over our heads, locked away from the other patrons, Edward lay dying. I rested my hands on Montgomery's anxious ones. "We're safe here. No one would come after us this far north." Beneath the worn canvas shirt and the pistols strapped to his side was the young man I'd agreed to marry. His silver ring circled my finger, scuffed and dented after our escape from London. For the past 3 days, Lucy, Edward and I had huddled in the back of the carriage while Montgomery and Balthazar had driven us through snow and rain without complaint, north to Elizabeth von Stein's estate, Ballantyne Manor, where we hoped to hide. I threaded my fingers through Montgomery's. My hands were cold, as always. His were warm and solid. They belonged to a surgeon, not a servant. But I suppose it didn't matter any more. Now, like me, he was simply a fugitive. He turned back to the window. "I keep thinking the police will find us. We didn't leave any evidence for them to..."